Welcome back to our final segment of the Business of Government Hour. I'm your host, Albert Morales, and this morning's conversation is with Tom Day, Senior Vice President of Intelligent Mail and Address Quality at the U.S. Postal Service. Also joining us in our conversation is Bill Takis, IBM's U.S. Postal Service industry leader. Tom, we hear a lot about collaboration and partnership both across government and with organizations outside of the government, for instance, with the private sector. Could you tell us what kinds of partnerships the Postal Service is developing to improve operations, and can you describe a specific success story in this area?
We have a long history of this, and I would tell you that one of the organizations that I think has worked extremely well for us is something I've already mentioned, which is the Mailers Technical Advisory Committee. It's got a very long history with the Postal Service. It allows the mailing industry, and it's a very broad range of participants, to come in and talk with senior management and our staffs on a very regular basis to talk about what's going on for them, for ourselves, and major programs that the Postal Service is proposing to implement so they understand what is coming up and gives them a platform to provide feedback. And beyond the quarterly meetings that we have, we establish work groups. So as we get into very specific topics, we organize teams from the Postal Service and the industry to deal much more in depth. We define what the work group is going to work on, give them a time frame to get it done, and then come back and with recommendations for implementation. So very, very effective. There's a whole host of examples. I mean, one of the things we talked about, the greening the mail. I think that's one of our more recent success stories. It's really a story that's still very much in play. The story's not over, but we are working very closely with the industry on a whole host of topics there. I mean, kind of as a side issue to that, there's been legitimate concern about what people get in the mail. You know, is it intended for them? Is it going to the right address? And it's prompted in some cases at a state level promotion of do not mail legislation, which none of the states have implemented. But the industry and the Postal Service recognize there's a valid issue there. People need to feel good about what they're getting in the mail and that it truly does belong with them. And quite honestly, if someone decides there's a particular advertisement that they don't want to get, then they ought to be able to let the industry know, I don't want to get this, and they ought to be taken off the list. So we're working very closely together to make that happen. And again, that's an ongoing effort. But to date, it has been very successful, and I think will continue to be successful.
Now, the intelligent mail barcode vision that we talked about in the previous segment, it really rests on the application of innovation. And could you talk to us a little bit about how the Postal Service cultivates a culture of innovation and performance?
Well, I tell you probably right now what drives innovation and performance more than it ever has in our history, but we've had it for quite a while now, is just the necessity of our situation. We've been very, very driven for quite a while to improve efficiency and improve service. It's interesting, the culture of the U.S. Postal Service, and I've had the opportunity to work with other federal agencies, but I would tell you, and I don't mean to put a knock on them, but what I find in the U.S. Postal Service is we are an extremely motivated, numbers-driven organization. We're the type of group as a team that if you give us a target, by God, we're going to go forth and get the number. We're going to make it happen. That's the way we've improved service. That's the way we've been making budgets. That's the way we've continued to improve productivity year after year. And so that will continue. We'll use those kind of performance metrics. I mean, one of the things we have is a National Performance Assessment Program that really performs quite well because it holds people accountable for what they do, very specific targets. So we're metric-driven, and that drives, to an extent, motivation. The challenge of innovation and innovation in the Postal Service is scale and scope. I think there's a lot of wonderful ideas. The challenge is trying to implement them in an organization that is this big. And so we have the innovation, and it's how do you get from innovation concepts to implementation of innovation. So I think the culture's there in many ways. We're driven to perform, but we've got that extra impetus now because we do have some financial difficulty, and we're going to be even that much more aggressive to both reduce cost and improve revenue.
Well, given the evolution of global markets looking outside of the United States, how do you envision how the Postal Service is evolving in that area in the next few years?
Well, that's an area of innovation. Another key aspect of what we did in the last couple of years was a decision, a very good decision on the part of the Postmaster General, to really reinvigorate our global affairs group and give it a different structure and control, and really, in many ways, turn it into a profit-loss center, P&L, which we don't typically have, but that's the way we've been set up. There is a UN agency called the Universal Postal Union, and in a lot of ways, that's what we're dealing with. This is much more about still working with the UPU, the Universal Postal Union, because that is the governing body, but also reaching out and doing partnerships with individual countries, because what you're allowed to do is reach bilateral or even multilateral agreements with different countries. Or as the international marketplace, postal marketplace is changing, not every country is represented by a government agency any longer. In some countries, it's a private sector company that provides the postal services. So it's a changing marketplace. We've changed with it. We've got a different organization, a different structure to that, and really top-level leadership. Our senior vice president over there is Paul Vogel, and he's doing a great job.
So this is a true manifestation of the whole flat world theories right here in the
postal service. Yes, Mr. Friedman is correct, and it does apply to the postal world as well.
That's great. Now, Tom, I understand that Computer World magazine recently placed the Postal Service on its list of top 100 places to work for information technology professionals. Could you tell us a little bit about the emerging technologies that hold the most promise for improving performance at the Postal Service? And more specifically, what are some of the key advances expected in the whole barcode area?
Our IT group in total is really a great organization, a great history, and great leadership there. We actually did a little more restructuring. I guess that's becoming a common theme in what I'm saying. And that's the reality. I mean, our business environment is changing, and you can't stay completely stable. So you've got to tweak the organization. I think one of the things that was a major step forward for us this past year was we created a CIO position. And that may sound like a minor difference, a chief information officer as opposed to a chief technology officer, but we have a chief information officer now, and a great gentleman. I work very, very closely with him, Ross Filo, with a ton of experience in the private sector, who really brings to us not just a CTO perspective of how you make a technology system work, but the broader CIO approach of understanding enterprise-wide, not only how you build the data infrastructure, but how do you make best use of it, and what does the organization need? And he and I are working very closely together. I mean, I'm really thrilled about that. I think that's where we're going. This isn't just about how we construct and architect an infrastructure. This is really understanding about what data is important, how do we use it, how do our customers need it, how do they use it, and that's how you architect the right solutions. And really, the other lesson we've learned is getting out of silos. We've just, over the years, we've built individual applications and unfortunately lacking connectivity. And we're building much more, or attempting to build, and we're in that process of architecting and building systems that are truly enterprise-wide and sharing that information instead of the silos. So I think there's nothing but a bright future and huge opportunity to improve what we're doing, improve the efficiency of how we handle data, but more importantly, do it in a way that will open up great opportunity to provide much better cost control and I think even more important, huge opportunities to generate revenue because we're going to provide that much more value to the mail.
That's great. So, Tom, you told sort of a wonderful story at the beginning of the show of how you got started in postal service, and you've clearly had a very, very successful career. So I'm curious, what advice might you give to someone who's out there thinking about a role in public service or perhaps a job in the postal service?
Well, I'd absolutely recommend both. I mean, I think the Postal Service is truly a wonderful place to work. I can speak volumes about it. I didn't mention it before, but I happen to be a third-generation employee. My grandfather and father were both craft employees for the Postal Service. My grandfather was a time and attendance clerk. He would keep track of the time cards, and my father was, as I was growing up, he was the guy at the retail window selling stamps and taking in packages. But actually, he became, in the back end of his career, a electronic technician for the Postal Service. So my family's been in this. I think my grandfather, unfortunately, never saw me work for the Postal Service. I don't think he ever would have believed, because in his day, to get to where I am was all political. So he never would have believed I could have done this. But it is great to come from that kind of background. It's a great family. And federal service in general, public service. My career before the U.S. Postal Service was as an officer in the U.S. Army. It's just something I've always wanted to do. I think public service is one of those things that, for me, is a privilege. I really do enjoy it.
Well, it's a wonderful perspective. Thank you. Unfortunately, we have run out of time. I want to thank you for fitting us into your busy schedule. But more importantly, Bill and I would like to thank you for your service at the U.S. Postal Service over the past 24 years.
Thank you. Let me just throw this out. We're coming to that point of the year. It is coming up on the holiday season. So a couple of things I think just general consumers need to be aware of. First of all, if you've got those gifts to send, whether they're around the world to people overseas or in the military or back home here in the States, we're just a fantastic deal. Great service, whether it's an overnight, a 2 or 3 day package, or if you can take a little more time to get it delivered, our basic parcel offerings. Great service at great prices. So something to really take a look at. The second thing I'd say on a more tech side of the business is we've got a new look to how we are on the internet. And this is our effort, our customer-facing systems on USPS.com really are much more improved, much improved from where they'd been. It's got a new look to it. It's a great way to find out about our service offerings. You can do business with us, which, by the way, if at the holiday season, you want to mail a package, you don't have to come down and park at the post office and wait in line. You can do it from home. We offer click and ship online. So the internet is competition, but it's also a friend of ours, and we've got a new look at USPS.com that you ought to go take a look at.
That's great. Fantastic. Thank you. This has been the Business of Government Hour, featuring a conversation with Tom Day, Senior Vice President of Intelligent Mail and Address Quality at the United States Postal Service. My co-host has been Bill Takis, IBM's Postal Service industry leader. As you enjoy the rest of your day, please take time to remember the men and women of our armed and civil services abroad who may not be able to hear this morning's show on how we're improving their government, but who deserve our unconditional respect and support. For the Business of Government Hour, I'm Albert Morales. Thank you for listening.
This has been the Business of Government Hour. Be sure to join us every Saturday at 9 a.m. and visit us on the web at businessofgovernment.org. There you can learn more about our programs and get a transcript of today's conversation. Until next week, it's businessofgovernment.org.